Official figures show annual price rises accelerated slightly to 4% in December, compared with 3.9% the month before. Fran Chamings runs a food bank in Berkshire and says the cost of living squeeze is badly hitting many working families.
I was speaking to a family that, you know, now the kids have gone back to school, they're relieved because they can turn the heating off. But this weekend, they were having bed picnics. What the children didn't realise is so they didn't have to turn the heating on. So they were spending the whole day in bed to try and save money.
Rishi Sunak's flagship Rwanda bill is again being debated in the Commons later. The Prime Minister's facing a huge rebellion over the legislation that aims to send some asylum seekers to the African nation, with 60 Tories voting to tighten it yesterday. A watchdog's warning over 90% of child abuse images online are self-generated. The Internet Watch Foundation says young people and children are being tricked or forced into taking obscene pictures of themselves. Although last night wasn't quite the coldest January evening in 14 years, Scotland still experienced near record lows of minus 13 Celsius. Forecasters say the freezing weather will continue over the coming days, which could mean there may be some travel disruption. Bristol City caused the shock of the night in the FA Cup third round replays, beating Premier League West Ham 1-0. Boss Liam Manning was proud of their performance.
You have to maintain your levels of focus, which, you know, that's the thing that's impressed me most across the two games, is, you know, seeing that the lads can, you know, maintain that level of focus, which against them you switch off for a second, you get punished. So, good game.
And Newport will face Manchester United next after their 3-1 win over Eastleigh. Wolves needed extra time to beat Brentford 3-2, and Luton got past Bolton 2-1. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, today we'll see a dull start with plenty of cloud, but these will gradually recede eastwards through the day, allowing for prolonged spells of wintry sunshine to develop in the afternoon. Chilly day today, 2 degrees is your high. Tonight will remain largely dry with plenty of clear spells. However, a few patches of light low cloud may drift in from the north overnight. Very cold this evening. -4 is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, as it's just gone 9 o'clock, 9.03 is exactly. We're going to play you all 90s songs. We've got Will Smith, Whitney Houston and Undercover on the way. Also, in about 5 minutes' time, I'm going to be speaking to Sidra Naeem about anxiety and depression.
Gunning this, brother running this, Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Roughneck, so go check the lawn and buy. Watch your step, reflect, and get a hold in your side. Swallow your pride, don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call?
Not the GB.
Now who you gonna call? If you ever riff with people wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed at
the Wild Wild West.
When I roll into the
Wild Wild West,
when I stroll into the
Wild Wild West,
when I bounce into the
Wild Wild West,
it's cold.
We
go
this way, the Wild Wild West.
Once upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Loveless, getting up or down, nothing less. Now I must put his behind through the test. Then through the shadows, in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all everything you did, front and center. Now where you look back, kid, who that is? A mean brother, bow for your health. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons, too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion, when y'all clowns go. See that it can't be done. Understand me, son. I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you walking after wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, Loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild.
Kick
roll into the wild, when I stroll into the wild, when I bounce into the
wild.
With a pen and a pad, don't even think about it. Six gun weighing a ton, 10 paces and turn just for fun. Sun up to sundown, rolling around, see where the bad guys are to be found and make them lay down. The defenders of the West, crushing all pretenders in the West. Don't mess with us, cause we in the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West, when I stroll into the Wild Wild West, when I bounce into the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the
Wild Wild West,
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So Wednesday morning. Now, on the line right now, I've got a very, very interesting lady. This is part of our key mental health topics that we're going to be talking about this year, over the year anyway. Today we're going to be looking at anxiety and depression. And on the line right now, I've got Sidra, who's the Secretary of Essex Mind and Spirit and Chair of Women Together. She's also a teacher of special educational needs and she's a chaplain as well. Morning, Sidra.
Hello.
How are you today? Okay.
I'm fine, thank you. What about you? How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you. It's a lovely smiley face I can see in front of me.
Oh, lovely.
So, I mean, you're covering a lot there, aren't you? Do you find they all your different job titles interact with each other?
Definitely. So originally I got into anxiety and depression through my job. So I am a teacher of special educational needs children.
Right.
Senko.
Okay.
And that's where I come across children who have got difficulties, special needs, like autism, dyslexia, ADHD. And hand in hand, that definitely and always goes with anxiety and depression.
Oh, really?
That's how I got into all of that in the first place. And I do lots of voluntary work. And the voluntary work which I do is I run a women's group for vulnerable ladies who also may suffer from anxiety and mental health issues. So all the expertise which I have in my job, then I can then integrate that into my voluntary work. And Essex Mind and Spirit is also an organisation which deals with mental health, stress, anxiety, low moods. And again, I can incorporate all my expertise into that organisation as well.
So after COVID, are you seeing an influx, a higher amount of people this side of COVID that have got anxiety and depression? Or is it just the same amount as before?
I would say there's more. Before, the problems were rising in this field. And after COVID, I'm seeing more anxiety in children because they've been used to working from home in school. They've missed out a huge amount of schoolwork, actually, no matter how much we tried to integrate them through the online systems. It's not the same as interactive teaching face-to-face with other children. So I definitely found more mental health in children coming back into schools all of a sudden and trying to get back into the system again. And some children, they never even knew about the school system. They started off in reception class, all online.
So it's a complete change for them.
More. Yeah, I found it more in children, but also adults then found it very hard to get back into work when they'd had it relatively easy working from home and not travelling in and saving on diesel and petrol and things like that. And then all of a sudden then, you know, waking up early in the morning, going into work. Yes, certain amount of stress, more levels after COVID, I would say, definitely.
I did notice that my son, after COVID, that we went to lockdown. And then it was looking like we were going to come out of lockdown. And my son was very cautious. I mean, he's 11 now. He was very cautious about going outside. So myself and the wife had to take him out for walks, just walks around the park. We've got a park opposite, and just get him used to. And then we sort of like broke down the anxiety that was inside him at that point. But anxiety is something you don't normally associate with children. It's, you know, I would normally associate it with an adult's. Adult thing, is it a new thing? Yes. In children,
it's definitely rising in children, definitely is. Special educational needs is rising in children due to so many factors: lifestyle changes, the food, IT, you know, things like that. Is all of it is actually contributing towards more and more special educational needs in children. And the more special needs there are, the more you're going to see mental health and anxiety.
Yeah.
It all goes hand in hand, really, with all the special needs.
So
definitely rising amongst children at the primary level, whereas in the olden days, you would find it more at the secondary level.
Right.
Because of exams and around exams and higher education. But nowadays the curriculum has changed, and you would not believe it, but the primary school children are actually, the work they're doing is secondary level.
Really?
Yes, definitely. When I was at school, and I went to school in this country, it was very easy. As our primary school teaching was very easy, easy work. We just about did adding and taking away, and you know, it was fun, you know, and nowadays it's all levels, got to get up to this level, and it's all, you know, especially science. I would say what I learned in secondary school, they're learning at primary.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and they're not ready. They're not ready.
Yeah, it's a lot to take on.
Yes. So of that deals with the pressure as well, ends up with pressure and then anxiety.
So when somebody comes to you and says, I just feel sad all the time, have you got a process that you work through to say to you, no, you're suffering with anxiety or depression or whatever the mental illness is? Is there a route you walk all the time?
Yes, definitely. As a professional, we have to take things seriously. So we have a tick list, which we have got through the NHS. And it actually is a very good tick list questionnaire. And on it, you number it. And then according to the score, you can then definitely tell if somebody has got high level depression or just low mood.
All right.
Or high level anxiety, which will need medication. So with the high level anxiety and the high level depression, both of those, they need medication.
Okay.
And definitely a counsellor and also some self-help strategies.
Right.
Low-level sad moods and low-level anxiety you can manage with self-help and self-care things. For example, a nice socialising friendly network, support there, walks outside, exercise is very, very good for both. Hobbies. What are your hobbies? Do those hobbies that will make you happy, you see. Things like that can help with low level anxiety and low level depression and sad moods. But high levels, 100%, you need all three. You
right.
need the self-help, which will relieve some of the symptoms, but you also need counseling and you also need medication as well.
Are you finding that there's one subject that's the flashpoint that makes people depressed? Is there a link between all the people that get depressed?
Okay. Depression and anxiety, both of them, there's two types. One is genetic, which is your nature, which means it's inherited through the families. So, for example, if you've got parents who had depression or had any form of a mental illness like schizophrenia or bipolar or anything else, then the probability of you getting it will be a lot higher.
Oh.
Okay? It's inherited through the families. The other type of depression anxiety is actually nurture, which is to do with the environment. So you could be in, for example, a really toxic marriage with emotional abuse or domestic violence or physical abuse. That is then going to trigger the depression and anxiety. Or you could be in a very, very tough job where, you know, you're working 24 hours a day and it's really stressful. You're up on some management level. That then is going to cause you anxiety and depression as well. So there are two types. With the ones which are nature, where they are inherited through the families, most of those need medication to correct the imbalance in the brain and counselling as well. Or it could be a trauma that you've been through in the past that's caused it. It all depends on the severity of the condition. And usually a referral needs to be made once the tick lists are done through the GP. The GP will then refer you to a psychiatrist and they will then deal with the medication and who you need to see. Low-level counselling, you can go to anybody, even private as well.
And how long did you have to study to be able to help people in this way?
I have actually been in this field a long time. So I started off as a teacher, ordinary primary school teacher. And suddenly there were so many special needs children in my class. So I decided then to do a further specialism. So I did a master's in special educational needs, which covers mental health and anxiety and all the other mental conditions you can get. And that was over 20 years ago. And then after that, I became a chaplain where I dealt with adults in the educational sector, as well as the retail and the health sectors as well. So with the chaplaincy role, that is then where I did further specialist courses, like mental health first aid was one of them, where then I helped adults. But the symptoms are exactly the same. The process you take is exactly the same. It's just that you're working with adults. And they've been living it a lot longer. Also, I think symptoms are a lot more exaggerated and shown more in children. Whereas with adults, they're hidden. They learn to hide their symptoms. They learn to hide their, moods inside themselves. And less likely to talk as well. A lot more stigma in adults, I would say, with mental health. Whereas with children, it's easy. They will tell counsellors anything and everything. They're innocent.
Yeah.
Easier to work with children, and you can get them to do programs very easily. With adults, there's a lot of stubbornness you can get where they think they're all right.
Yeah.
My dad had the same, and he did all right, so I'm all right too.
Yeah.
But they're not all right. They have been living with it a lot longer, and sometimes they get to hide their feelings, and they're not really... they're old school where they don't think there's a problem.
They just get on with it.
Just get on with it.
You had a lot of that outside coming out the back of World War II. People were coming out with, they used to call it shell shock then, and as we know now, it's PTSD. And they just got on with it. But now it seems to be coming in the forefront of people's mind that, hang on a minute, this isn't right. I'm constantly sad. We need to see somebody about this.
Yes. And also, I do find people are less resilient nowadays.
Yeah.
Even if it ran in families, the elderly got on with things much more better.
Yeah.
They were exposed to a lot more trauma, which helped them to get through mental health better.
Yeah.
So the war, they saw hardship, they saw rationing, they saw poverty in their families. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they had a hard parenting style as well, on the whole. Parents were stricter, the cane at school. And because of that, they were a lot more resilient. But the nowadays generation, they are not as resilient as the older generation. So it may be the same condition, but they can't cope. Much less coping strategies.
Yeah.
On the whole, they're exposed to less. Everything is easy. They get everything easy. They have everything. They have food on the table.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's the problem. Everything is so easy now that the slightest little hurdle seems like a mountain to climb. This has been so fascinating. I could sit and talk to you all day. You are a very, very intelligent woman. That comes across very much. And it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Perhaps we can get you on at some time in the future if we can get together again, and we'll have another interview if that's okay.
Yes, definitely, because I could cover all the different special educational needs diagnosis that there is, like autism and dyslexia and all the others, ADHD and OCD and all of the others. I could talk about all of them.
Sidra, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you very much.
90s at 9. Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3. Yes, you did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. It's not right.
slip away, slip away. Never let her slip away. Talk to my baby on the telephone, long distance. Slip away, slip away. I never would have guessed I would miss someone so bad. Slip away, yeah. Never let her slip away. I really only met about a week ago. It doesn't seem to matter to my heart.
His Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 9:30 with Undercover, Never Let Her Slip Away. We're carrying on the 90s on the way next with Stardust.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a nice fresh map. Everything should have calmed down by now, surely. And it has. Wilson's Corner's still quite slow, though, from most angles. But apart from that, the rest of Brentwood seems to be fine. Over in Billericay, there's still a small amount of slow-moving traffic on the A176, just as you're coming up to the A129 roundabout, and the slowness continues up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, and the bottom of the High Street, to the bottom of the High Street as well. The High Street seems to be slowing down from the Norsey Road Junction down to the Langdon Road roundabout and back. And don't forget the road closures. There's quite a few roads closed off of Western Road and Tyre Common Road as you're approaching the A129 traffic lights there. There's also some digging of the road going on either side of the traffic lights. Just avoid that area. It gets very snarled up. Over on the motorways, the M11 London bound is slow from Junction 6, the M25, to Junction 4, the A406. Anti-clockwise M25, slow traffic there from just after Junction 29, the A127, and that goes to just after Junction 28, the A12. A12 London bound, it's slow between Junction 16, Gallywood, and Junction 15, 3 Mile Hill. Eastbound A127 is slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fairglen interchange. Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A12 London bound, it's slow between Junction 24 Kelvedon North and Junction 22 Whittam North. It's also slow between Junction 22 Whittam North and Junction 20 Hatfield Peveril. And again, it's slow between Junction 19 Boreham Interchange and Junction 17 Howell Green. They're all London bound. Northbound on the A12 though, it's slow between Junction 17 Howell Green and Junction 19 Boreham. On Canvey Island, we've got slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. London bound A1 M27 is slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen interchange. Westbound A13, slow traffic between the Pitsey flyover A132 and the Five Bells interchange. And the A12 London bound is slow on the build up. It's on the Brentwood bypass. It's just on the build up to Junction 11, the M25. And that's it. There are all the problems that I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. I would love to speak to you. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM. 90s at 9.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So coming up on Saturday the 10th of February is a tabletop sale in Ingatestone Elim Church in the High Street in Ingatestone. It's from 10am to 3pm and they've got all the usual stuff there. Handmade jewellery and pre-loved clothes and puzzles and toys and books and tea and coffee and cake in the Hope Cafe. All in aid of Univad supporting children in the slums of Brazil. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide where there's a nice little click through for you.
The race is on to get out of the bottom. The top is high, so your roots are forgotten. Giving is good as long as you're giving. What's driving you is ambition. I'm better. I said, oh.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9.43, then 17 to 10, Wednesday, 17th of January, with the Spice Girls there. And Who Do You Think You Are? On the way next, we've got some steps when we continue the 90s.
90s at 9.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Stay with me.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So we've got two interviews today. First of all, around about 9:10 this morning, I'm going to be talking to Sidra from the Essex Mind and Spirit about anxiety and depression. And also tonight on Curveballs, our Nick's going to be chatting to local bands Concrete Age, Donka Knuffle, Hobo and Open Sight about their Chinnery show, along with the organiser from 035 Promotions.
mind wants to explore. The tropical scent of you takes me up above.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.